with you. Merry Christmas. This is the strangest Christmas that I can ever remember in my, I don't remember all 58 of them, but this is a strange one. Rarely do you need an umbrella in Nebraska on Christmas. And earlier today I was setting up for the prayers, and Joe was vacuuming and getting ready for worship this morning. He shut off the vacuum, and there was this horrific noise. And I thought it was some problem with the vacuum cleaner. And it was the sound of the rain hitting the skylight there that was making it. I thought his vacuum cleaner was on fire. Well, it's not. One nice thing, if it hails this time of the year, we don't have to worry about it hurting the corn or the soybeans. Today is truly a day of celebration, the nativity of our Lord, the mystery of the incarnation, God in flesh made manifest for us and for our salvation. We pray that God would richly bless us as we hear His word and receive His gifts. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn is number 387. We'll begin the way that we ended last night, Joy to the World. We'll have a procession with that hymn, so please stand as the cross enters into the church. Following that opening hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 3, page 184 and following. We have a special worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side, the propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time for that. Today, as we always do on Christmas Day, for the reading of the gospel, we will have a gospel procession. And the theology behind that is the same way that God took flesh and blood and made His dwelling among the people, we will read the Word of God from the middle of the people. So, once again, when we get to that point, we've got a short hymn that we'll be singing. The cross and the gospel book will come out into the middle of the congregation, and the word will be read from the midst of the people. Please stand and face the cross there as well. One other note with our worship service for today. Today we will be confessing the Athanasian Creed, and so when we get to that point, I will direct you to the Athanasian Creed, and we will confess that responsively, whole verse by whole verse. And in case we didn't have enough odd and unusual and wonderful things today, Pastor Morundi is incorporating our hymn of the day of the Father's Love Begotten into his sermon. So when we get to that point, we'll be singing a verse or two and then hearing a portion of the sermon, and we'll have a unique message in that respect as well. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, it is beyond our human comprehension that God could take on flesh and blood and make His dwelling among us. Heavenly Father, what our brains cannot comprehend, Your Word clearly teaches, and our hearts cling to in faith. Help us this day, by the power of Your Spirit, to believe Your Word. And to believe not only that the second person of the Trinity, Your only begotten Son, took on flesh and blood for us, but that living, dying, and rising from the dead, He has defeated once and for all sin, death, and the devil. May this be our faith. May this be our confidence. May this be our joy today, tomorrow, and forever. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. We sing hymn 387. 184. Page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the introit appointed for the day.
Shall be upon his throne, and his
Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The Old Testament.
And loving kindness of God our Savior appeared. He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by His grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For the gospel procession, we will sing hymn 391. Please stand.
first chapter.
In the beginning
was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through Him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him. Yet the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. But to all who did receive Him, who belonged and believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the Gospel of our Lord. Invite you to turn there. There are two major celebrations in the church when we confess the Athanasian Creed. Trinity Sunday, because of the first half, really two-thirds of the Athanasian Creed, which confesses the mystery of the Trinity. And also on Christmas Day, when we celebrate the mystery of the Incarnation, God taking on flesh and blood, we have an expanded confession of that incarnational mystery here as well. We'll confess the Athanasian Creed whole verse by whole verse. I'll begin with the odd-numbered verses. Congregation will respond with the even. Whoever desires to be saved must, above all, hold the Catholic faith. And the Catholic faith is this. For the Father is one person, the Son is another, and the Holy Spirit is another.
But the Godhead of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit is one. The glory equal, the majesty co-eternal.
Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit.
The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, the Holy Spirit uncreated.
The Father infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite.
The Father eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal.
And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal. Same way, the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, the Holy Spirit almighty.
And yet there are not three almighties, but one almighty.
So the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God.
And yet there are not three gods, but one God.
So the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, the Holy Spirit is Lord.
And yet there are not three Lords, but one Lord.
Just as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord, so also are we prohibited by the Catholic religion to say that there are three gods or lords.
Nor begotten by anyone.
The Son is neither made nor created, but begotten of the Father alone.
The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding.
Thus, there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits.
In this Trinity, none is before or after another, none is greater or less than another.
But the whole three persons are co-eternal with each other and co-equal, so that in all things, as has been stated above, the Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity is to be worshipped.
Therefore, whoever desires to be saved must think thus about the Trinity.
But it is also necessary for everlasting salvation that one faithfully believe the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Therefore, it is the right faith that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is at the same time both God and man.
He is God, begotten from the substance of the Father before all ages, and He is man, born from the substance of His mother in this age.
Perfect God and perfect man, composed of a rational soul and human flesh.
Equal to the Father with respect to His divinity, less than the Father with respect to His humanity.
Although He is God and man, He is not two, but one Christ.
One, however, not by the conversion of the divinity into flesh, but by the assumption of the humanity into God.
One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person.
For as the rational soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ.
Who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead,
ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence He will come to judge the living and the dead.
At His coming, all people will rise again, give an account concerning their own deeds.
And those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire.
This is the Catholic faith. Whoever does not believe it faithfully and firmly cannot be saved.
Amen.
Our hymn of the day is 384 of the Father's Love Begotten. We'll sing stanza 1 right now and keep your hymnals open. beginning was the Word, and the Word... Son. He dwells in heaven with God, enthroned in splendor, the splendor of the only true God. The Word is no creature, but is Himself eternal. He is Himself true God. The Word is God. The second person of the Trinity, one God with the Father and the Holy Spirit. There are not three Lords, but one Lord, just as there are not three Almighties, but one Almighty, and there are not three Eternals, but one Eternal. And yet, in the mystery of the Godhead, the Word is one person, the Father is another, and the Holy Spirit another. There is plurality in the unity. Three persons, one God. One God, three persons. The Father is God. The Spirit is God. The Word is God. He is the Alpha and the Omega, evermore and evermore. He is the beginning and the end. He is the source of all things, and He is their end. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. God spoke, and it happened. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God spoke a word. God spoke the Word, and all things came into being. The Word that was with God and the Word that is God. He is the source of all in creation. Every creature, every detail came forth by the Word. The Word that created all things in the beginning. The Word that still, to this day, still sustains creation through the mandate that has never been abolished. Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Nothing has its being apart from the Word. Nothing has life apart from Him. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. The Word, who is God, dwells in heaven with the Father, enthroned in glory, evermore and evermore. We sing stanza 2. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word, who is God. The Word, who is with God, by whom all things were made, all things have their being. The Alpha and the Omega. the beginning and the end. The source and the ending of all things became flesh. Very God of very God, the eternal Word, who exists outside of time, who created time, enters time. The Creator enters creation as a creature in the womb of a virgin, without human participation, by an act, a miracle of the Holy Spirit, the Word became flesh and took up residence among us. God of God, Lord of Lords, is now a man. He has become flesh. God takes up residence among His people as the tabernacle of old was the place where God dwelt in the midst of His people for their good. So now, in the body of Jesus, God dwells among His people once again. The cloud covered the tabernacle. The glory of the Lord filled it. But now the glory of the Lord dwells in flesh. The glory of the Lord is a man, a human being, one of us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John saw that glory upon the mountain. He saw Jesus revealed to be the Word made flesh, the Word from the Father, the very Son of God, full of grace and truth. The glory of the Creator present in a creature. The glory that filled the tabernacle, once again present among His people. The light that shone forth on the first day of creation. The light that existed before sun and moon and stars had its existence, its source in the Word, who is Himself the light. And now that uncreated, eternal light shines in the darkness of our sinful world. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. We sing stanza 3. Was a man sent from God whose name was John. Like a choir, an assembly of beautiful voices, the prophets sang in unity. Each sang a different note. Each brought their own unique voice to the choir. Each added to the rich tapestry, but they were all singing the same song. The Word made flesh, the long-expected Messiah, the coming Savior of the world. Moses and Isaiah, David and Micah, Malachi and Jeremiah, Ezekiel and Daniel, Elijah and Elisha, and finally, the last prophet, John the Baptist, the final member of that choir. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. they were not the light. No matter how bold their words, no matter how powerful the miracles done through them, no matter how bold, how strong their voice, they came to bear witness to the light. Their word was faithful, for it pointed away from themselves and toward the light, toward the Word who was coming in the flesh. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through Him. The light, the Word, must increase. They must decrease. They all pointed away from themselves and toward Jesus, crying out with joy, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." You see, one who follows Moses must believe in Jesus. He who clings to Isaiah's words of hope must worship the one he proclaimed. Those in awe of Elijah and Elisha's great deeds must marvel at the one who fulfills them all. With their voices, voices raised in one accord, the prophets, the saints of old, from Adam and Eve who heard the first prophecy, to John the Baptist who baptized the seed of a woman that was proclaimed first to our first parents. The prophets pointed to Jesus. And they cried out, "Let creation praise its Lord." We sing stanza 4. In the world, and the world was made through Him, yet the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. The prophets proclaimed Him. The angels sang His praises. The shepherds and the magi were His ambassadors. John pointed to Him. And God the Father Himself declared of Him, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." But the world did not know Him. He created all things. He was the instrument by which God spoke all creation into being. But the creatures He made, He gave life to, did not receive Him. He was the one proclaimed by the prophets, promised to our first parents in every generation since. But when He came, it was His own people who rejected Him. He came to save, and they put Him to death. He came of the Father's love begotten, and they hated Him. They spat in His face, they scourged His back, they pressed thorns into His brow. Heaven sings His praises, and the world shouts, "Crucify!" The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness gathers around it. The darkness tries to destroy it. But the darkness has not overcome it. To all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Let creation praise its Lord, high and exalted upon the throne of the cross, winning there the peace proclaimed by the angels that first Christmas Eve. Let the angel host sing as he sheds his blood for the life of the world. Let powers and dominions bow before him, acknowledging as Lord the one declared to be the King of the Jews. Let no tongue on earth be silent. Let every voice echo the concert of the prophet, singing with them, pointing to the cross and saying, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And all who thus sing, all who thus believe, are reborn, made the children of God. Not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. All who sing His praises are His children. All who sing His praises are reborn. All who receive Him have a new identity, children of God. We stand for stanza 5. Evermore and evermore, heaven and earth are joined together in praise of the Word made flesh. Evermore and evermore, heaven and earth, long divided, long separated, stand united by the peace proclaimed at the manger, the peace won at the cross, the peace declared by the risen Christ, the light the darkness could not overcome. Evermore and evermore, this Jesus is praised in heaven and on earth, in unity with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Evermore and evermore, we who are children of God, born of God through Christ, will stand praising our Lord. Evermore and evermore, creation is restored. Evermore and evermore, the curse is removed. Evermore and evermore, the Word is flesh, and the Word ever will be flesh. Evermore and evermore, His praises ring. Evermore and evermore, His saints sing. Evermore and evermore, the manger, the cross, the empty tomb stand as the tokens of our salvation. Honor, glory, and dominion, and eternal victory evermore and evermore. Amen. We stand for the offertory, page 192.
forevermore and evermore, the good news of God for you in Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. At this time, we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, forgiveness, life, and salvation in His name would be yours today and always. This time we worship God with our gifts and offerings. Please stand for the prayers of the church. In addition, and to update the news and notes, we pray for Good Shepherd members Mary Ann Preschult and Clyde Neighbor, who continue to be hospitalized, the father of Brent Stellick, Leonard, who continues to be hospitalized, Good Shepherd member Kay Cole, who has moved from the hospital to Tabitha. We pray for Good Shepherd member Dee Inger, as she prepares for surgery this week. And we rejoice with Kevin and Megan Meyer in the gift of a daughter. We pray. On this festal day, as we celebrate the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us now lift up holy hands in prayer for the church and for the world. Lord God, Heavenly Father, as you have caused your eternal light to dawn on our darkness, in the incarnation of your only begotten Son, cause His glory to shine on us in the grace and truth of His Word, so that we may receive Him with joy and believe on His name. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As you have given us new birth as your children in holy baptism, keep far from us the error that we could in any way come to you by our own works or will. Fix our eyes on the descent of your Son into our flesh to save us, so that we might hold fast to the truth that He alone could restore us to you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Be near to all those who suffer persecution for the sake of your Son, as the darkness seeks to quench His light in them. Sustain them in the truth that as deep and oppressive as the night may grow, it cannot overcome the Christ. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Send forth men to publish Your peace and bring us Your good news of happiness. Keep them faithful in declaring Your gracious reign in Christ. Bless the work of our missionaries at home and abroad, especially Dr. Allman and Missionary Preuss. Bless all those who are studying to prepare for the office of the Holy Ministry at the seminary, especially our own member, Mark Kranz. Heavenly Father, bless them with Your word that all the ends of the earth may see Your salvation. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As Your Son upholds the universe by the word of His power, grant our nation to walk in humility before You. Bless all our soldiers this day who stand watch in foreign lands. Keep them in safety as they serve us and uphold their families while they are apart. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Look in mercy on the destitute of the world. Overcome every form of selfishness that leaves so many without the necessities of life. Open Your hand through us, that their desires might be satisfied and their sorrow turned to joy. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Your Son took up our flesh, that He might heal and restore it according to Your good purposes. Let His healing hand be upon all the sick and those who suffer in our midst. Comfort those who grieve this day with the truth that the babe of Bethlehem was born that the dead might live. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As the great love that laid Your Son in a manger lays His flesh and blood down before us in bread and wine, grant us grace to bow our hearts before Him with all those in heaven and on earth who adore Him, that we might receive His forgiveness and life with repentant joy. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into Your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in Your mercy through Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Continue now with the service of the sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, You have given us a new revelation of Your glory, that seeing You in the person of Your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying,
Holy,
oh, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen.
Continue now with the Nunc Dimittis on page 199. Please stand as you're able. God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh. We thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Our closing hymn is number 390, Let Us All with Gladsome Voice.
Thank you.
Again, welcome, welcome in the name of the incarnate Word, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll have our Sunday school opening in here in about 5 minutes.